Hello, dear World Kli. In the preparation for the lesson, 3 tens participated, Mach, Krasnoyarsk, and Kiev. Friends, let's open our hearts. Let's incorporate in the lacks of our friends, and then we will be able to hear the lesson. We will build the ladder from reception to bestowal. We will open with an excerpt from Rabash. If several individuals come together with the force that it is worthwhile to abandon self-love, but without the sufficient power and importance of bestowal to become independent without outside help, if these individuals annul before one another and all have at least potential love of the Creator, though they cannot keep it in practice, then by each joining the society and annulling oneself before it, they become one body. This body is, for example, made of 10 people. This body has 10 times more power than a single person does. However, there is a condition. When they gather, each of them should think that he has now come for the purpose of annulling self-love, meaning that he will not consider now how to satisfy his will to receive, but will think as much as possible only of love of others. This is the only way to acquire the desire and the need to acquire a new quality called the will to bestow. And from love of friends, one can reach love of the Creator, meaning wanting to give contentment to the Creator.
И вопрос на активный семинар. Каждый убеждает товарищей.
And question for an active workshop. Everyone convinces the friends that he loves them. Again, a question for an active workshop. Each friend convinces his friends that he loves them.
I don't know, friends. I'm crazy about you. All my thoughts, my concerns, and desires are just to come closer to you and to raise you to the heavens. You are the greatest in the whole world, in all the worlds.
Thank you, Yuda. You know it. Feel it. And we know that at the root, that's what exists. It's just that the forces to operate and activate it, we get it from the friends, and that's this unique kind of love that we have between us.
Also from the Creator, we get this force, this godly quality that one can love the other even though we're completely different. So let's ask friends now during the lesson. more and more to love the friends together.
I think that yesterday in the meal it was very felt, this unified kli between us, where there is this higher quality that we can maybe call love. But at least closeness that really unites. And this is what I love about you, that from there we all unite.
You're all special. The Creator chose you. That means that you're very special souls. The Creator's with us, and He wants to help us unite. And we just need to build the lack between us, the right prayer. And yesterday in the meal, we felt how friends want to connect, want to really come to the feast that the Creator prepared for us.
There is really who to be thankful for, that we are together, a group of heroes, brave men who are so different from each other, but they're so devoted to the goal. Without you all, I would never hold on. I would never be able to get strength every time. And every time we make this work together of annulment and incorporation, then we feel how the Creator loves us and how He is present in each and every one of you.
Yes, each of us has a small force of love of others that we want to intensify and grow. The extent in which we grow together, we take the small force from each one and make it a big flame of love. This we do, we know, and we feel between us that there's a special character of love in the ten. It's that same connection and inner bond that's in our ten, that's special, that's constantly changing but increasing all the time. And that's the heartfelt connection that's between us, that's just intensifying. We can define it in one word. It's truly love that is being built between us.
Yeah, the quality of bestowal present between us and this divine force of love penetrates through all the tens to us, through all the friends in the lesson, and illuminates this whole reality.
This force woke us up this morning and connects between us. This is what this force just moves us all the time. It's love. Love is eternal. So we connect with love to the friends. Nashe.
Yeah, basically,
the whole study, it's through the Creator. We have no other way. If we don't intend for that, for the love of friends, we're not in the right direction at all of the study, because this is what the Creator is teaching.
Don't know what else to say, how else to express my love to you, because my love is mostly expressed in prayer and thought each and every moment, raising the man to the Creator to save you, that He will grow the quality of bestowal in you. And love is just fulfilling all of you.
Bala Sulam writes, let me remind you the validity of love of friends in spite of everything at this time, for it is upon this that our right to exist depends, and upon this our near to come success is measured. Hence turn away from all the imaginary engagements and set your hearts on thinking thoughts and devising proper tactics to truly connect your hearts as one. So the words, love your friend as yourself, will literally come true in you.
Вопрос на молчаливый семинар. Что продвигает нас к цели творения?
A question for the silent workshop. What advances us toward the purpose of creation and how? What advances us toward the purpose of creation and how?
Великий Творец, помоги товарищам в мировом мире. Дай им силы.
Great Creator, help the friends in the world Klee. Give them the force and the desires to bestow and to love unconditionally.
Laila.